drying fountain, comforter and counselor.
Oh, take complete
control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. And we are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me.
Hallelujah. That's your heart's desire tonight.
Yes.
I believe where there's a deep call and there's a deep to receive that. And I believe that deep is here tonight.
Amen.
I'm not a lot of people looking for things to happen. I'm glad that we are given a message to show us it's happening all around us. As more as I study, the more as I read, the more as I even watch what little news I pay attention to, I don't know what else we're waiting on. I don't know why we're getting all worked up about it either, to be honest with you. We knew this 50 years ago.
Amen.
You know, we're surprised what the government does, surprised what the world's doing. I'm not anymore. They're going to go to complete apostasy. We know that. The whole world, even people you think have decency, let them lose their money. You'll see a change overnight. You ever thought about how quickly it crippled this whole nation just by turning off the internet?
Right. That's true.
We got on when I was a kid without it.
Amen.
Just goes to show you how the devil warps the minds and the hearts of the people. I know you probably had the same thing. You tell somebody you ain't got TV, they go, "What in the world are you doing?
Right.
What do you do all day?" And I'm like, "Sorry, but I actually live.
Right.
I do things with my time. I don't just lay behind a box." Aren't you glad that some were us?
Amen.
We're washed, we're purified, we're changed from death unto life. Amen. Again, I want to keep rehashing this. We're going to have a few guest ministers through here in the next few weeks. I'll be gone the first week of July there, and you can look on the calendar to see when those dates are. We did see our new addition back there. That was given by a man in town, a few that was there. Good Lord willing, this Sunday, or Saturday, I'm going to go pick up some that we'll get from another church. And we'll figure out something how we're going to do this. I mean, we're planning on getting a storage thing to put some of the extras that we're going to have and try to make it a little bit more comfortable for everyone in here and make enough room for anybody that would like to come, you know.
Right.
Even tonight, we got a few still not here that should be here. Brother Rodney's supposed to be sitting right there, and Brother Stephen, and Brother Kent, and Sister Juanita fit in here somewhere. And you know, I got my brother and sister, Brandy and John, too. I'm believing for that.
Amen.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Amen.
I want seats. I want seats that are filled with souls on fire for God.
Amen.
That's what I'm interested in more than anything.
Amen.
And so God bless us with that, and we'll do our best with what we have. So there's that. I feel like I'm forgetting something. If you didn't catch that, I'll share. I did on Sunday. I'll do it again tonight. Brother David Simmons, who's the pastor of Josh Tucker and Aaron Simmons, the one that's come through here, his house is just gone. It's toast.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a little fire. That whole house is gone. So I don't know exactly what he's doing. I talked to Aaron, his son, for a little while, and they're going to move in with them. You know, you always want to ask, did Brother David ever feel like he was supposed to move or something, you know, because
right.
Lord's got a way to get things across to us, you know, and that's not even to throw on Brother David. I know, what's his name? I know, Brother Barry Coffey had the same thing. He said, Lord told him move, and one day his house on fire. Well, I guess I'm moving. So, Lord, give me the easy way. Let me listen the first time, you know.
Amen.
How many foolish things I've gone through just because I didn't listen the first time. But we're here to listen tonight.
Right, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I think that's everything I'd like to make mention of. We'll stop there. So let's go ahead and open up our Bibles tonight. 1 John chapter 2. We're going to start at verse 15. And I want to finish this chapter out if we can tonight. First John chapter 2, let's start at verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. You see the predestination of God. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also.
Amen.
Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. How many is happy for that promise?
Amen.
These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. I'd like to preach a pretty simple thought, I think, tonight, but the overcoming unction. The overcoming unction. Let's bow our heads together. Do you have a need from God you'd like to lift up? So we approach his word. God bless each hand. He knows your hearts. Believe for what you have need of tonight. Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne in faith tonight, knowing that you said if two or three of us would gather together, you'd be here with us, Lord. And we, as spiritual people, we feel your spirit that's here now, Lord. We thank you for coming. We're so thankful that every time we invite you, you do come, and you're so faithful to your word. I just pray, Lord, that you'd come and anoint the word into our hearts, in our minds, our souls, our lives, Lord, that everything else of the world would continue to fall away, and you could mold us and make us into your very image. I pray for the hearts of the people, those that couldn't be here tonight that would desire to. I pray, Lord, that you help them and be with them and lead them, Lord, to be able to be here, Lord, and be blessed by the presence of God. You told us to gather together the more as we see the day approaching, because we know the days are short, Lord. But we're here tonight to redeem the time. We're here to let you come and have the preeminence in our lives, and to expose if there's anything wrong in our hearts. We come to the house of God. It's the house of judgment. It's the house of correction. It's the house of love, and it's the house of power. And we come, Lord, expecting great things from you. Heal each one that's sick. Raise each one that's dead in sin and trespasses. And may you have the preeminence, we pray. We invite you as our guest of honor now, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The overcoming unction. So we look at a world that's beginning to fall apart, as we've stated before, that I'm, as far as a minister anymore, I'm not too surprised at what's going on, because I can tell that what the prophet said about a man that gets away from God, he's just worse than an animal. There's nothing you can do for the man. You can't tell him he's blind. He knows better than you do, even though you can sit there and look right at him and tell him he's blind. You look at women that are naked walking around, you try to tell them they're naked, they'll let you know right now that they ain't naked. They got clothes on. No, you don't. You don't got enough, as the prophet said, to wad up a shotgun. Yeah, that doesn't count as an outfit just yet. That's a pair of socks. You know, you need to go put on some more clothes.
Right.
Because the reason of clothing was to cover up the children, is to cover us up, to be pure and holy before one another, knowing that the fall has come. And, you know, that was why they were naked in the garden. They had, as the prophet said, the holy veil. That's what I'm talking about tonight, an unction from the Holy One, the Spirit of God that I believe is still here today. And the world has turned down this, and that's the problem, is that light, as we've gone through before and forth, light has come. And it's not the fault of God that the light came the way it needed to. The light came to provide for the needs of the age. The problem is the age was looking somewhere else. They're either looking back or they're looking forward. The world will never understand the word for their day. Never. Because as we read in 1 John, you have to walk in the light as he is in the light. Then the blood forgives you of all the sins. And that's not just some theology. It's literally being a part of him and walking with him. And he will always walk in the word of the day. Amen. God has never got ahead of his program. He's never got behind on it. He's hit right on time all the time. And the spiritual mind, the Holy Ghost-filled believer, has known the mind of the Lord for his day.
Amen.
But if you leave that, if you sell out the word for anything, you'll never see the plan of God. You'll call it heresy. You'll fight with all that's within you against it. It's just more evidence that it's the truth anyhow.
Amen.
When you watch people that are selling out their lives
right.
to stand against something.
Yes. True.
Amen. You leave the Methodist church, chances are they're not going to preach about Brother Branham after that. They're going to go on with what they preach. See, they at least stand for something.
Right.
But you begin to watch these Janice and Jambreses that have rose up in the messages, and if they fall away, no, they can't just go believe what they believe. Mm-hmm. They've got to destroy.
Amen.
Why? They're under an unction.
Yes.
And that's why they can't overcome anything, because
right.
they're not under the overcoming
right.
unction.
Right.
Come on, brother.
People make excuses. I can't. I just can't. I gotta have TV. I just gotta watch this. I just gotta do this. I'd make it to church, but I'm just too tired. And they got all these. There's the problem. Where's the overcoming unction? I challenge your experience if that's all you have from God.
Yeah.
Last I checked, the God that filled me is the all that comes to me.
Yeah.
Oh, powerful God.
Yeah.
What circumstance twists God's arm?
Amen.
God does what he wants to.
Yes.
The only thing your unbelief does, it does not hinder God's plan.
Nah.
It does not hinder his purpose. It'll only hinder your benefit in the
Amen.
Plan of God.
Yes, Amen. That's true.
As the prophet said, you can look at this sign and see what discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And he said, you can believe it. If you want to, you'll get your reward. If you don't want to believe it, you can have your reward as well, but you'll just be where the Pharisees are tonight.
Right.
You'll get the same thing they did. They didn't get no closer to God after they turned down Jesus.
Right.
They didn't have a heart of compassion anymore. To watch a man that died and be raised again after being dead 4 days, that comforted a lot of people. They didn't care.
Mm.
It went against their beliefs.
Right.
It went against their denominational thought.
Yeah.
It went against what they thought was the word for the day, but it was a long way glare.
Right.
How do you know that? As I just read, I got to remember the title, The Confirmation of the Commission. Brother Brandon makes it pretty plain. If you don't got God backing you up, you're not right.
Amen.
You're just not. You can spout off all you want. You can quote this and quote that and get this all lined up and show me where the prophet's wrong and you're right. Hey, you raise the dead, we'll start listening. How about you bring the sick and actually pray for them and watch them get well? Don't just pop them up with pills and watch them die.
That's it. Hallelujah.
I've received an unction that lets the people of God know that's the Antichrist.
Yeah.
We've heard he'll come. He's here in all kinds of forms.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And we've been taught, we understand, even as John is saying here, there is one Antichrist that'll head this whole thing.
Yeah.
It'll be the devil incarnate. But my, he's got a lot of workers.
Yeah.
And they don't stand out in bootleggers and in the bars and the prostitutes' houses and those same things. That's not his troops.
Right.
They stand behind pulpits.
Right.
They read Bibles.
Right.
They'll even read message books sometimes.
True.
How do you know? Because the unction they're giving to the people does not let the people overcome sin. That proves it's wrong.
Amen.
Jesus said, by their fruits you know them.
Yes.
So I don't have any problem letting somebody know that man is teaching you false doctrine. Look what it's doing.
Right.
Amen.
Proof's in the pudding. Isn't it right? You want to know if an apple's sour? Go eat it.
Amen.
You can tell me all your research and all your study and that apple's too red. It can't be sour. I already done took a bite. It's sour, buddy.
Amen.
And that's how a lot of people take the message. Well, the message is this and it's that and it's just making problems here and it's just hurting these here. I'm sorry, I already ate it. It gave me life.
Yeah.
And as I feed more, it gives me more life and I can give that out. All it's done is heal the sick. It's raised the dead.
Yeah.
It's taken away sin. It's given people power to live above sin.
Yeah.
It's the overcoming unction of the hour.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now John stating here, he says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And what does the world mean? That means cosmos. It means the world's order. It means the way that the world does things. We're still on the same earth. Obviously, we can't get out of here.
Right.
And actually, we're going to put heaven right back on this.
Right.
This is where it is. You know, I have I had a kid actually ask me about the age of the earth, and he said, I try to believe the Bible and things, but, there's science and two and all this. And he said, the Bible says that the earth's 6,000 years. I said, does it? He's like, well, have you read the thing? Do you even know what the Bible says?
Right.
It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
Right.
When was that?
Right.
How was that? When did that happen?
Right.
Well, okay, let's just go next step. When did God start?
Right.
True. And then they finally see where I'm going with this. Yeah. Look, the earth is eternal.
Right.
It has eternal properties. Why do you think you can't destroy the thing?
Amen.
They're trying. They can't do it. They'll never be able to do it. It's right. God's specific little thing in orbit.
That's right.
Now, I will say this, though. I believe the fall of man happened 6,000 years ago.
Right.
Absolutely. The world in its present condition of falling apart and death and doom and everything's not working, that happened 6,000 years ago. But right. The earth itself, it's always been around.
Right. Amen.
And you try to wrap your head around that, but I'm sorry. It's the truth anyhow.
It is.
And so, yeah, you can go ahead. Scientifically prove to me that dirt molecule is 50 million years old or whatever you think it is. That's fine. That doesn't disprove anything.
Right.
If I could show you what's happened to life that started, or man was brought on earth and all those things, and I can tell you the second death started in.
Amen.
Right.
So you can watch even the cosmos and everything else. It's holding together because God's pretty good. And, man, but he did his little part in there, and look at it, throwing the whole thing out of whack.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And man, as we know, will destroy himself. God doesn't even have to do it. All he has to do is take his loving hands off, and man will do it himself.
Right.
He's done it every time. He did it in the days of Noah. He did it in the days of Jesus. He's done it all the way through. Man has destroyed himself constantly.
Right.
Amen. So love not the world, neither the things that are of the world. For that is in the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world, and the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. And there's only one way to do the will of God, that's to get God in you.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Because when it comes down to it, people try to make everything religious all the time. Like, oh, I need to do this, but then the next situation might have a different variable, which changes everything.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Right.
And there's only one person who knows every variable.
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you that you've received an unction and you know all things.
Amen.
Look, it's the same God. Don't be a Trinitarian.
Yes.
It's the same God that came down on River Jordan and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." The day you received the Holy Ghost, he said the same thing.
Yes.
And angels shouted for joy after one sinner.
Yes.
That came into the kingdom. People say, "Well, I believe Jesus as my Savior," and they'll come anoint them and say, "Well, you're saved today." Angels don't rejoice over that.
No.
Show me where the apostles ever led somebody that way.
No.
They said, "No, repent of your sins, get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of it, and receive ye the Holy Ghost."
Amen.
For without that, you're not in the atonement.
That's right.
Amen.
You're not a part of the economy of God. You're just confessing it.
Right.
You have to not just believe. You believe unto salvation. You believe until you receive it.
Mm.
Are you hearing me? You can profess all day, but until God confirms it with an overcoming unction, you have nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
Truth.
How many has received that unction?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, don't let the devil go and take it from you now.
Right.
Amen. We made it pretty clear here. How do you know? Because he that doeth the will of God, he'll live forever.
Amen.
But if you're living in the thing, then look, temptation is totally different than your life.
Right.
Okay? Every man, every woman is tempted
tried,
and it's actually ordained of God.
Yes. It's true.
God don't have to tempt you. There's so much out there from the devil, and so much that, as the Bible says, God don't tempt any man.
Right.
Man's
right.
Carried away in his own lust. Yeah.
Right.
And what is lust? It don't have to even be physical. It can just be wanting something that ain't yours.
Amen.
Or doing something that you shouldn't be doing, or
right.
You understand. But that's not of the world. It's never going to be that way because lust is always selfish.
Mm.
Or the life of God is always selfless.
Amen.
That's it. That's good.
See, we can't live that kind of life. Mm. Anytime you see something getting you to think about yourself all the time and worrying about what you got to do, and you can do it as a spiritual monk too now.
Amen.
Right.
Look, and I understand we need to make sure we're in the Spirit and things like that and make sure our hearts are clean before God. But what's your desire behind that? God, I have family that needs you.
Right.
If the same God that saved you and had mercy on you lives in you, he will continue to do that to
her.
Yeah.
Amen.
Why do you want to get healed? Just so you go around and say, "Hey, look, everybody, I had faith. Isn't that awesome?" No, it should be God. I want to be able to show others that they can be healed too. And more than anything, I want Jesus Christ to be glorified. The world can read the Bible. They said these signs follow them that believe. They'll lay hands on the sick. They recover.
Yes.
I am here with you as a witness.
Yes.
I want to be a witness, Lord. I want the whole world to know that you can overcome any sickness.
Yes.
Tell me of this infirmity and I'll tell the world about it.
Amen.
And I warn you, though, God will hold you to that.
That's right.
I had a young man, I probably told the story before, I'll just tell it again. Young man, he was an athlete. He was really good. He still is to this day, as far as I know. Excuse me. But he had this pain in his leg. He was during track season. And he just came up to me, and he's like, hey, he had heard of a few testimonies, I believe, and he said, can you pray for me or something? He's like, man, it's just hurting, and I'm just tired dealing with it and things. I said, well, I'll wait till after class. I can pull him aside and instruct him for a little bit. And I said, look, why do you want to get well? And he did explain, you know, he wants to feel better and things like that. And I said, okay, look, I will pray with you. Now, look, I had an unction. Look, don't just go haphazard now. You've got to know where you're standing. I knew if I prayed for this kid, he'd get well.
Right.
You say that's proud. No, 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 no.
No, it's amazing. Yeah.
He said these signs called, and I believe. Yes. And I believe him.
Amen.
I don't need you around. I believe him anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. And I said, look, if you tell everybody that Jesus Christ healed you, I'll pray for you. And he said, okay, I will. So I prayed for him. Sure enough, I believe it was that night. He came to me the next day. He's like, I didn't know whether to thank you or thank him, but I'm just like here to let you, it's all gone now. I said, good. Now you tell everybody that Jesus did that for you. Well, lo and behold, he didn't do that. And I don't think it was but 2 weeks later he hurt himself again.
Yep.
Now, I even showed it to him, and I remember we were right there at the YMCA, passed him right there, and I said, hey, man, what's the problem there? He's like, well, it's just, you know, I think it was something with his ankle or something. And I said, did you tell, or actually I asked him, do you know why that happened? And he said, yeah. He's like, really? Is it because you didn't? And there was actually his buddy standing there. And said, you going to tell him why it happened? And he did. God help us to be sincere.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was willing to at least admit he was wrong.
Yeah.
And I believe God will have mercy on that. And I pray that God somehow will bring it around.
Right.
God don't just throw his power around for
right.
no reason. He's got an intention behind
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
When God raised Lazarus from the dead, there's plenty of scoffers that disbelieved it. But right. there was a few that held on.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
What he was going after. Look, the gospel net throws it out and we pull it all in.
Yeah.
But we're getting fish anyhow.
Amen.
You say, well, we only got one. I don't care. Last
yeah.
I checked, the Bible said one is worth
yeah.
more than 10,000
yeah.
worlds.
Yeah.
And if you've got an unction from God, yeah. you're just looking, God, give us more.
Amen.
I'm looking
yeah.
for that soul. And it's not for my glory, it's for yours, Lord.
Yeah.
I want to be able to go to that day and
Amen.
Say, I did everything I could to get every soul I could get in.
Amen.
I don't want to leave with any regrets.
Mm-mm.
I believe you can be saved, and I believe you make mistakes and things like that, but how many would rather go down to David than go down to Saul?
Amen.
I believe Saul was just as saved. I believe that. Samuel said he'll be with him and things like that, but I'm sure if he could change his testimony, he would have.
Right.
We're saved by the grace of God. I hope you understand that tonight.
Amen.
Don't you ever become a legalist. Don't you ever run around in that legalistic circle where you never do nothing for God. Look, the grace of God has come to us.
Amen.
The grace of God is what
yeah.
changed our life.
Yeah.
It was,
Thank you,
it was
Lord.
The tender hand of God that came down and reached
Thank
us
you.
Out and he
yeah.
showed us the truth so we knew what to believe.
Yeah.
How many was told to get baptized in Jesus' name hardly anymore besides in a message church? There's what, one or two hanging on, isn't that right? Everything else just turned on. And then you say that, well then, what am I supposed to do? Well, you just speak in tongues. Then you got to hold it. No.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one place that'll tell you where the life is.
Right.
It's the Word.
Yeah.
It's
Amen.
The Word made flesh in you.
Yeah.
The unction from the Holy One
Hallelujah.
That can overcome all things.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, as I've talked about before, we're looking for God to confirm this word day in and day out.
Yes.
And he will. It's
yes.
up to you and I to believe it.
Yes.
We are under commission, just as Joshua was. He was under commission. He had the faith just in the commission that God had given him. And God didn't even give him specifics. He just gave him commission. You see the land take over.
Right.
Why? Because he had received an unction that would tell him what to know when he needed to know it.
Amen. Yeah.
No man goes to a battle and says, you know what? We're running out of daylight. Let's stop the sun today, guys. Let me write that up. At 10 o'clock, or 10, 9 o'clock tonight, stop the sun. And that's how most people think this rapture is going to happen. You know, oh, then California's going to do this, and then they'll do this over here,
yeah.
and then the United States, oh, and then the rapture will happen, and then the seven vials get poured out like this. And I've heard this stuff. Maybe you haven't, but I've
yeah,
heard
I
this
have.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work that
no.
way. The rapture is not a universal thing. It's
I
the
know.
Individuals
yeah.
pulled out at the
yeah.
same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when the last one's in, then God knew the date of the rapture.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was done. He didn't need to wait another day. He's been longer than to have you and I for thousands of years. He's not going to wait another minute than he has to.
Hallelujah.
But he won't lose the one.
Right.
I see your names in my head.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. How many believes that?
Amen.
Amen. And the world, verse 17, the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And that starts right now, showing the living God. You are as eternal as God is today.
Right.
When you received that, look, you always were eternal.
Right.
You've got to understand that, or you'll never press forward. You'll keep trying and doing things in your own strength, and it'll fail, it'll fail, it'll fail. No, you've got a representation of predestination, and you've received an unction that can bring the life of God alive in you. And as it comes out, it will produce the right thing. When you hear that voice that says, pray for them.
Amen.
Don't you doubt it too often. Yes. We do. We doubt it. We think it's us. It's just us trying to brag. Look at your heart's motive.
Yes.
Do you care about that person? Yes. Of course you do. What kind of Christian don't care about other people?
Right.
Of course you do. You want Jesus glorified. Yes, sir. And I don't, I'm getting this way. I'm just telling you right now, when I listen to a message, say, God, I still believe it.
Yes.
I still believe this.
Right.
God, if I've got to do it, I'll do it. I'll put myself on the line. But I believe it.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit can still discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. I believe it, Lord.
Yes.
And just as I was reading that the last few pages, he began to discern and people getting healed and things, God, you're still the same God.
Yes.
And I still believe it.
Amen.
As I said before, I'm not expecting things well here. I'm living today. Right. I'm living tonight. Look, even after tonight, you've got to live now.
Right.
What about this service? Make it count.
Yes. Yes. Right.
Hallelujah. You got a need from God. Don't leave here without it.
Amen.
He's already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Now I'm going to go, this as John does here, let's read this. I want to go this route. Little children, it is the last time. And you have heard the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many, many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. As we watch, as I said, this great falling away that's happening all around us, as we watch people begin to fight things that they stood up for 30-something years,
right.
40, 50 years. I'm seeing it everywhere.
Right.
Somebody that you never would have thought this, never would have thought that. You can tell we got to learn to stop knowing people after the flesh.
Yeah.
I don't care what name you had. I don't care how many tally marks you got on your board over here. Is the life of God coming out of you today or not?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you might just have been Balaam. You might just have been a Judas and just had a good anointing for a little while. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the life of God. Now, the anointing, the life of God is packed in the anointing.
Amen.
All right? Just because there's copycats don't mean we don't got the anointing.
Right.
We need the anointing.
Amen.
The word without the anointing of God will not live.
Right.
It will kill you.
Yeah.
Because what will happen is you'll begin to see, oh my, like we just read that, love not the world and the things of the world. Oh, but I know that I lusted after that woman. Or I know that one time I thought that bad thought about that brother. And what will happen? Oh, I love the things of the world, I guess.
That's right.
It's true.
See the problem?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking after it after the flesh.
Right.
That's not the kingdom of God.
Right.
There's an unction on the inside.
Right.
And this is even from the pastor right now. I deal with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Day in, day out.
Sure.
But I recognize if it's tempting me, I haven't sinned yet.
Amen.
But I've got an unction to kick that out.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
And it don't take much.
Yeah.
Just call the devil's bluff once.
Yeah.
You begin to realize he's just a big bluff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so many times we'll begin to reason and try to fight in the flesh. No, this isn't my battle.
Right.
This is the Lord's battle.
Yeah. Amen.
He lives in me. I don't got to go find him. I don't got to go get pumped up. I am pumped up.
Amen.
The anointing I have, as the Bible says, abides in me.
Amen.
Abides. Abides means it stays. It's not going on vacation when it does. You know, God's got all his time invested in you and I.
Yes.
And that's all eternity invested in you and I. He cares about you. And when he sees the devil pushing you around, he don't want it to happen.
Right.
He paid a lot that the devil couldn't do nothing to us anymore.
Amen.
It's time for the children of God to believe that, to rise up in faith and say, Satan, get down.
Right.
Not just put up with it, because what happens, you take that thought and your own creative power makes it sin in your life.
Right.
Before you know it, every girl you're looking at, you don't even know why.
Right.
Every car you see is the car you want. Every house out there is better than yours. True. And what you got to dump.
Good.
Even though you know the Lord gave it to you out of His mercy.
Amen.
Amen. Now they went out from us, but they were not of us. So we understand that we should not be surprised by people falling away from the word of the hour. I don't expect to see great flowing crowds to come towards the truth. They never have in any age. But I'm going to take everyone I can get.
Amen.
But I'm not compromising. I'm not taking the word down saying, well, we'll just take in anything. No, sir. If you don't believe, we're going to keep preaching. You're going to feel terrible every service. And you might as well just go ahead and go to your old Baptist belief or something. Well, we're just saying, well, I say Jesus is my Savior. I guess that's good enough.
True.
Sure.
Just go be a Baptist.
Right.
Go ahead. And people do that. Take quotes from Brother Branham. You know, before the foundation of the world, you were this. Well, if you were there, you better be the same now.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Well, what you're saying here is not what you would have said over there.
Right.
Something wrong somewhere.
Amen.
Proof's in the pudding. The life that's coming out of you. If it's not the life of God, your experience is not right.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Now, why did this happen? Because God is going to get this to the place where the believers are the only ones left.
That's true.
It's happened in every age. And Brother Branham even said that those people that, as Jesus was getting toward the end of his ministry, remember he had the 70, and he says, what will you say when I say you have to eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood? And the whole congregation left besides the 70. Then he looked at the 70 and says, well, what will you say when you see the Son of Man go back to the right hand of God where he came from, the right hand of the Father? Go back to heaven from whence he was. And then the 70 said, this is too hard. We can't take this. And there was only 12 left there.
Yeah.
The 12 looked at him. And he says, will you go also? And most people's perception of Jesus is, oh, he don't do that.
Mm.
He's the same yesterday, today,
yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You're only going to leech off God so long, eventually he gets tired of it.
Because
your life right here, every sinner's life is a leech off God.
Right. Yeah.
They're only taking what little bit they can get because there's no life outside of God. That's why God had to be made flesh so he could die for sins. If you'd have stayed the spirit and died, everything dies. He's the source of life, so he made himself flesh. That's why he came. But we watched these. Brother Branham said he was shaking the parasites off.
Right.
And we're at that time in the message, and look, he didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to get an attitude. He didn't have to get mean. He didn't have to cross them. He just had to say the word.
Right.
Yeah. He had to listen to the unction
that
was overcoming. Look, he was going to overcome all sins.
Amen.
Yeah.
He had to obey the word. If he'd have gave in any way to try to, you know, not offend someone. Sorry. Mm. You want somebody to pat you on the back when you're doing wrong. You don't want a servant of the Lord. You want the, you know, the slicker of the devil.
Right.
He'll tell you that all the time. He'll let you live in sin. He'll let it take over your life and just keep patting you on the back. It's okay. It's no big deal. No, sir. Not the Christian now.
Amen.
Amen.
Sin will destroy you.
Amen.
Sin will destroy your joy, your experience, everything. We should more want all than anything. God, don't let there ever be any darkness. And I'm here to tell you, you've got the power to kick it out.
Yeah.
The overcoming unction.
Yeah.
And God let this happen. He let it come down to that time because he was ready to make it manifest what men were. And he already said, remember Jesus, he said, I already know them all. He said, I don't need any man to tell me. I know what every man's made out of. And he knew, even when the 12 still stuck around, we'd have thought, oh yeah, that's the elect of God. Oh, that's got to be it. We're down to 12. Only 11 were.
Yeah. Right.
And he said, one of you is the devil.
Amen.
Actually, one of you so bad, it had just been better for you never to have been born in the first place.
Amen.
And he was one of the last 12.
Right.
It's only the individual. God has selected each part and brought them into a body. And that body has a fellowship. It's under the same overcoming function.
Amen.
So when you go to find, how do you know you're part of the body of God? How do you know you're a part of the body of Christ? Is that living in you?
Right.
When sin comes, is there something to rise above? When sickness comes, is we just put down and, well, I guess we're dying? Or is there something that raises up and says, no, sir?
Right.
And you, Father, see your children out there in the world. You got someone that says, well, I guess they're just serpent seed. Nothing I can do about that.
Oh,
or is there an unction that rises up?
Amen.
He says, no.
Amen.
Not, we're not doing that.
Amen.
Amen.
How many can testify to that? You hold on. It'll work.
Amen.
Never failed yet.
Amen.
People failed it. People failed the word.
Yes.
Not the word failing the people.
That's good.
Yeah.
But why? Look how God does this. He always gives the test of time. Yeah. That's why we're still here.
Right.
I'm just laying around. Because everyone has to be made manifest.
Yeah.
And if we just go all right, when Jesus shows up, miracles happen and stuff, everybody's all around jumping up. You don't know who's serving seed or not. Everybody's having a good time.
Right.
My, that wheat and that cockleburr looks just alive, don't they?
Yeah.
Let it come to fruition. Let it get nice and dry. Only in the world now, the wheat still had life.
Right.
All right, I don't care how dry they got there. We can still have Holy Ghost meetings.
Amen.
We can still have the power of God. I don't care, no dry tree in the bride. Right. Don't you ever go teaching that kind of garbage. There's a bright tree in the world.
Yeah.
They're looking the world to and fro trying to find the Word of God. They're supposed to be trying to find you and I. Because we're packing the Word for this age. There's no other life there is left besides the Word of this age. How many is being that light to this world? How many?
Amen.
That's your job here. You're the light. You're the only thing left.
Yeah.
And without you, there's no overcoming to be done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Now let me make sure we understand this. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. They would have stood the test of time. Just like there, Jesus got all the way to the end. He had just 11 left. We understand that 12 was there, but he had the 11, and they were standing the test of time.
Amen.
When it got down all the way to the cross, you know, John and Peter were still watching from a distance, trying to follow him, and they fell. As we know, Peter, they all scattered like sheep and all those things, but when he rose from the dead and he met them, they didn't leave.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The predestination of God was still there. They were still of him.
Right.
No matter what, they couldn't get away from it. And the hardest one to get over that was probably Peter, the man that had denied him just a few days before that. The man that God help us to be humble. The man that Jesus turned around and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
Right. Yeah.
Did you handle that out of your pastor? Mm. And that goes any man of God, any.
Yeah.
If what you're saying is the devil, I don't mind just casting that thing out.
Right.
And it is. I'll be honest. It's harder when I know y'all. It is. I can tell you one particular. Well, he ain't here, but I think he loves me enough. He'll be all right. But I was sitting here at the end of the service, and Brother Kent was standing here, and I felt that demon presence come there. And I said, "Brother, you got to let that go right now." I mean, he was there for how many members of that? I know some here. And he acknowledged it, and praise God. I believe he took care of that.
Right. Right.
See, I'm not here to play church.
Right.
I'm not here to pat you on the back all the time. I'm here to love you.
Yeah.
Really love you.
Right.
And if the devil's pushing around, I'm not interested in that.
Amen.
I've received an unction that says no.
All
we're
right.
not going to do that. When
Amen.
Sister Sharon decided to come up, she had that arm that couldn't raise up. An unction took over me and says, "Pull that thing up."
Amen.
Why? Not because I was showing off, because I believe Jesus Christ is
Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and forever. And we could go right around the room. I don't want to spend a lot of time, but could you not say that it is here?
Amen.
That unction is here. Now you activate it. How, Brother Andrew? Believe it.
Yeah.
Confess it.
Yeah.
And act upon it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
The devil is going to fight you.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're going the right way.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the first... And I wish everybody could just be a minister for a week and understand this. When I pray for anyone, I've never one time not had to fight doubt off.
Right.
Never.
Right.
Always. It's you know what thought came to my head when I grabbed Sister Sharon's arm? Oh, this is gonna hurt her a lot. I'm telling you, it happens all the time.
Right.
If you listen to that, that's what'll happen.
Yes.
But I had an unction that told me something greater than that. Jesus Christ healed anyone that came to him.
Yeah.
He can do the same tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And why is this happening? Because it's manifesting who we are.
Right.
We're the sons and daughters of God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And we received as well. I'm just going to read it. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things.
Amen.
Yeah.
We don't know any man after the flesh anymore. We know him after the Spirit.
Right.
And as you yield to the unction of God, I'll tell you, he knows everything.
Right.
That's how Brother Rand did it.
Right.
It wasn't Brother Branham that could figure this stuff out. He didn't study people and telepathy and all those things. It was the unction could come. And the one that already knows everything. I don't know why we're baffled by this. God already knows it all.
Right.
Yeah.
And how hard is it for him to come to us?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
That man lives at 712 Main Street. It's that simple.
Right.
The unction is not a thing. It's the person of God.
Amen.
Verse 21. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. So go ahead, and it's all right. You get on the brother that wants to preach. Man, I already heard this, brother. I already heard this. I know you know it. I'm not trying to offend you by these things. Most of y'all can say you probably knew most of what I just said today.
Right?
But why do I tell you that? Because I want you to know what you are. I want you to see what you have. And sometimes we get forgetful just in a glimpse, but let's just say it again.
Truth.
I'm not saying this to you because you don't know the truth. I'm saying because you are.
Amen.
If you weren't a part of the truth, this wouldn't do no good. It'd just be like water in a duck's back. It'd just flow right off if you didn't have a seed that could receive the word.
Yes.
It wouldn't live. But I'm glad that I got a group of people tonight.
Amen.
And you can feel the Spirit of God. It's just so good. It's so much easier than dealing with those demon presence that come on people and you just nothing you can do for them anymore. I've had it happen, I'm sure you have, not necessarily behind the pulpit too much, because, you know, most people, actually anymore, they just kind of get scared of the presence of God. I think they're so, they used to kind of know a little bit about it, now they don't know nothing.
Right.
And it's just, whoa, what's going on here? You know, I'm just going to hide in the back and kind of creep out the door when this is done.
Right.
But I know in the world, oh my, some of my students just demon possessed all over.
Right.
I remember even one kid, it just baffled me, because he went to a church, I know it's some kind of Pentecostal something or other. This is a few years back now, but we were talking about he likes to drink and party and things. And I'm like, I said, you are helpless. You're hopeless. You're not even the first base. And you think you're spiritual? That's the problem. That's bad. It's one thing to just know you're a sinner. It's another to think that you're actually spiritual and you can still want to drink and booze and party like everybody else. What in the world are you talking about? And lust after women. He'd always pass some comment about some girl coming around. I said, what's wrong with you? You claim to be a Christian. Are you serious? And he looked at me and says, I think you worry about the rules too much.
Oh,
and I just looked at him. I could just see that demon presence on him. Like, it's hopeless. There's nothing I can do for this man. It's sad, but that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
Right.
It is. They went out from us because they were not of us.
Right.
And that's why even in the message now, I'll be honest, I don't do the whole quote battle, scripture battle thing that people want to do all the time. It's like, look, if what you believe is right, prove it.
Right. Yep.
Here you go. It's Brother Branham. Remember he talked about Billy Graham and the Muhammad or whatever? He says, you line up 36 people, or 30 sick people, you pray for them, and I'll pray. We'll see who gets well.
Right.
Yep.
There's a time for that.
Right.
Tell me, let's just go there. Mount Carmel. How many members that story?
Yeah.
There's a time where you challenge God one too many times.
Right.
He says, fine. We'll prove whose God is God.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, let's just turn there. I believe I know where that's at. Let's do that. 1 Kings 18. And we'll try to get rolling here a little bit. Say, rolling, Brother Andrew, aren't you about done? First Kings 18, we'll go down to verse 17. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, that thou hast followed Balaam. Right there, do you see it? I'm talking the predestination of God. They went out from us because they weren't of us. And look what it did to Ahab, a man that should have known better, thought that the prophet of the age was the enemy. He thought he was the one causing the trouble in the church. And they're saying the same thing. Now all this message, it causes division. It causes hate. It made me hate all the denominational people because they had the mark of the beast and I couldn't be around them. You poor disgrace. You never even heard what the prophet said about them. Tell me one time he said, don't fellowship with them.
Right.
Tell me one time where he didn't say, try to reach out to them, try to shine for them.
Amen.
But when they partake in their sins, he said, stay away from that. Come out of that, my people.
Right.
And that's the whole point.
Yeah.
We're not trying to isolate from the people. It's from their death and their sin and their sickness that's going to lead them down the wrong path.
Amen.
Yeah.
If the ship's going to sink, I'm getting out.
Amen.
I'll pull you as long as I can, but when we're going right to the end, I'm gone, buddy.
Amen.
I'm not going down with you. And that's right there. It just baffles me. Here's Ahab saying, you're the one that troubles Israel. But look at the man of God. Did he say, well, I guess I'll go pray.
Mm.
You know, I guess I'll forget. He knew where he was standing. He had an option.
Yeah.
He said, it's not me. It's your fault.
Right.
So now we've got two coming against. And they could battle words all day.
Sure.
That's not what Elijah did.
No.
Right. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel. Not something hid behind the corner. Bring everybody.
Come on.
And the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. And but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress another bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. I say the same tonight.
Amen.
The only true God there is the one that will still answer by fire.
Amen.
And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, and put no fire under it. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered, and they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth. Must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets until the blood gushed out upon them. Look how sincere these poor, ignorant people are. And the prophet said that in church age. Look how many knows the quote. He says, oh my, these the denominations and things, they'll surpass the bride in zeal.
Right.
But it's the wrong zeal.
Right.
You didn't see Elijah going and cutting himself for God. I mean, you don't see him crying all day and night, trying to get God to answer him. He knew where he was standing.
Right.
He had an unction, as we know we'll read here in a minute, but he had already done seen it all.
Right.
Amen. Let me find where I'm at. And at verse 29, it came to pass when midday was passed, and they prophesied till the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that was neither voice nor any that to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Amen. Aren't you glad the word came?
Yeah.
And Elijah repaired the altar that the denomination broke down.
Yeah.
Even the Pentecostal right there. Down to having a good old screaming fit and good old times, but no life behind that.
Right.
Worshiping the wrong God. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the manner of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as he would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order. You got to put the word in order. Now you got to keep that word right the way it's supposed to be. And that's why Elijah came to put the word in order first for the fire of God to come down.
Amen. Yeah.
Look, it's mechanics and dynamics.
Amen.
Amen. Not one or the other. Not what tickles your fancy. You know, we have a good shouting time all the time. That's good, but if there ain't no mechanics to go with that, the car's not going.
Amen.
The wheels are falling off. We need to go back and kick the sin back out of the house and get the right wheels back on there. Get it all cleaned out. Let's get this thing rolling. But let's not just sit there and polish the car all day. Let's do something for God.
Amen.
Well, I'm just going to keep, that's what I'm saying. We'll just go and be a monk somewhere and just pray hours and hours and hours, just trying to get good enough to finally, wiping off, getting all the dirt off everything. How about you put some gas in there? Let the unction of the Holy Ghost come on you. That's already in you.
Yes.
It's already there.
Yes.
Yield yourself to it and watch the car start moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you'll get going so fast the wind will just blow all that dirt off.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
How many's had the Lord come take away something? You weren't even asking about it,
but
you were in the anointing, and the anointing breaks the yokes.
Yeah.
Amen. And he put the word in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid them on the wood and said, Fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, Do it a second time. And they did it a second time. He said, Do it the third time. They did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar and filled the trench also with water. Why did he do that? Because now, before they would have somebody sneak underneath and put the fire underneath. But now it was just a moat all around this, just filled with water. There was no way that he could do this in his own power. And that's exactly how you know it's God.
Amen.
If you got anything in it at all, it won't happen right.
Right.
The promise to Abraham had to get to the place where Abraham couldn't do it at all.
Right.
Then it happened.
Amen.
Amen.
You've got to, as we said, die and rot in God. Yeah. Don't tell me you got some good ability or something. No, it's just God's unction is in you.
Yeah.
And you've learned how to step out of the way. As Brother Brandon said, a gift's not grabbing a knife and start chopping with it. It's to step out of the way.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Because that's the unction. It's the Holy One, and that's what overcomes all. Amen.
Amen.
And the water ran around about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the sacrifice of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word.
Amen.
Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. You see how the spirit of Elijah is always doing that, isn't it?
Right.
It's always trying to get them back to the right way. It just goes to show it was the right unction. Because even as Elijah began to mock them and things like that, it wasn't to destroy those people. I hope you hear me now. It was to destroy their theology.
Yes.
To destroy what they were putting their confidence in, because Baal could not save them, and they've just proven it.
Right.
There's only one God that could save them.
Yeah.
And that's why he built the altar in that name. The name they had at the day, I believe, was Lord Jehovah.
Right.
Now we know his name. Been revealed. It's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the same Elijah has come. He's put the wood in order. He's filled it with a bunch of water just to prove that no man could do what the prophet did.
Right.
Right.
I'm sorry. And I wish it wasn't. Nicodemus says, Master, we know your teacher will come from God, because no man could do this except God be with him.
Amen.
Right.
How many seen a message scoffer able to do something for God?
Right.
All they do is get on the internet and rant and rave about how wonderful it is that now they can go cut their hair.
Right.
La-ti-da. What are you doing for God?
Amen.
Well, I'm just trying to help people get free too. You see your daughter out there in a bikini. Yeah, you're real free. Yep.
Right.
No, saying that they're free, they find out that they're actually the servants of sin.
That's true.
Yeah.
Bible says that. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell. Look, if that wouldn't have happened, no proof that Elijah was a real prophet, but God answered.
Right.
And that's what we're here for. We can spout the message quotes all the time, but does God vindicate it in your life?
Amen.
And if he does, you should be the happiest people in the world. He doesn't do that to just anyone. It's
Amen.
The elect of God that have the confirmation of the real commission. They're the only ones under it.
Amen.
They're the only ones that are actually doing what Jesus said. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. These signs follow them that believe. All of them. Not maybe. They will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They'll lay hands on the sick. They will recover.
Amen.
And if you can't say amen to that, if you think it only happens here and not here, you've got the wrong unction. But if you'll yield to the unction of God, you'll recognize that that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
It's not bonus points or extra credit. That's just doing our job.
Amen.
And even when we see it happen, what did the Bible say? Count yourself. Don't ever go bragging either. Say, just, we're unprofitable servants.
Amen.
Amen. You'll never go wrong being like that.
Amen.
Amen.
You'll never go wrong putting all the glory on God.
Yes.
Never. Never, never.
Amen.
And the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God.
Amen.
And it didn't stop there either. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And that's the same in your mind's life. When the fire of God came in your life, it wasn't to just, oh, guess we'll just let Baal stay in our house.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just pack this, depressed demon right along with me.
Mm-hmm.
No, burn them all.
That's right.
Burn them all.
That's right.
Sickness, shame. Anything that's of the devil, you go ahead and burn it. The love of the things of the world, burn it in the altar of God. It's right there.
Amen.
The
altar's
right there. The same holy fire that changed you from death to life, still
there.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said to Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the abundance of rain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Why? Because the unction that I'm talking about already did all this 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
That's what we're saying. We're only here to manifest what's already happened.
Amen.
You think that's just coincidence that you overcome this sin or this sickness or this thing in your life? That was a predestinated moment
Amen.
Of God. And it's there to give God praise.
Yes.
And he already saw it before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we've already overcome them because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 1:21. Let me read a few of these real quick. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us. So the one that's established us and the one that's anointed us, as the Bible says, is God.
Amen.
And if God establishes something, if God's anointing something, it's going to work. It's going to overcome. It's not going to put up with saying.
Yeah.
It'll kick him out every time.
Yeah.
It'll take sickness and run it back out the door.
Yeah.
One way or another, these signs fall in that belief.
Yeah.
And greater than this
shall
you do. Look, it's not time to put the, one day we're going to have creative power. One day we're going to have the worship of God that like we did before the foundation of the world. It's here tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts.
Amen.
I must receive that tonight.
Amen.
Ephesians 1:12, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, and whom ye also trusted. After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. How much of God does it take to beat the devil? Any.
Amen.
I'm serious. Look, I don't care how little you think you are, how much insignificant. If you'll take the word on your lips, Satan will move.
Amen.
Yes.
You're not going in and out of a kingdom. The kingdom's here.
Yes.
You're sealed in the kingdom.
Right.
Amen.
You actually can't get out once you're in.
Hallelujah.
That's if you really got in. Now if you're stuck in some other way, you're not in. But if you came through the door, you said, God, forgive me, a sinner. And you got justification by faith. You said, God, purify my heart. I'm going to the water to die to myself. Raise me up a new life. And God comes and fills you with an unction.
Yeah.
You're in.
Amen.
And that unction was given for us to trample the devil's kingdom.
Yes.
It is. That's why it's here. That's why we feel it. That's why you've got to just learn to yield to it.
Yeah.
Strongholds fall.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And don't, let me go to here. Let me wrap this all together in this. 2 Timothy 2:19. You want to turn with me, please. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to have that unction here tonight.
Amen.
Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal: the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let me just make sure we understand that. You can't just take half that scripture.
Mm-mm.
You take it all.
Right.
See, most people like the first half. That's good. Yeah, the Lord knows my name. Okay, but if you take the name of Christ, depart from your iniquity.
Yeah.
Don't just relish it and go, well, it's just the way I am. Well, that I am needs to die. You need to get the real I am.
Amen.
Amen. Because I don't want none of I am Andrew. I want I am Jesus.
Amen.
And Andrew's got me in enough trouble, and he's still trying to get me in trouble, but I'm still departing from my iniquities.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm glad that he already said he died for all of them as well.
Yeah.
Amen. Verse 20. But in a great house, they're not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth. And some to honor and some to dishonor. So you see, he's talking about predestination of God even amongst you. There'll be grievous wolves raised up. They're still there. They'll be burned up. They'll be made manifest, as John said. Let's just keep reading. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel from honor. See, the proof's in the pudding.
Yeah, right.
A real Christian will try to shun sin. He'll try to stay pure before God. Oh, we'll mess up. We'll have slip-ups. The prophet said you backslide every time, 1,000 times a day. But the Christian gets back in the blood.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's got the unction that'll help him overcome it.
Yeah.
And it's actually the only way you ever can. Otherwise, you will be overcome. As the Bible says, if a man, you know, he has a spirit and it gets delivered and he doesn't get the good man in, he'll have 7 and he'll be worse off than he was before.
Yeah.
If any man therefore purge himself from these, he is a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use. How many wants to be meet for the master's
yes.
use? Amen. And prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the name of the Lord, call on the Lord with a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's exactly right. Well, I think on Sunday we should only, we really shouldn't go out to eat because the poor people had to go out there and work and things like that. And are we going to shine on Sunday? Can we go shine to those souls there on Sunday?
Right.
I'll just say it like this. I know I want to get every soul into the kingdom, and they should be working on Sundays. They should be here in the house of God. Well, we know that there's still going to be plenty of sinners around to work on Sundays.
Right.
I'm just sorry. It's a shame. There's plenty of sinners to work on Wednesday night.
Right.
There's plenty of them out there that'll take it right now. If you're the Christian, you should say, God, help me. I want to be in the house of God.
Amen.
Right. And I'm not trying to condemn a man that has to work and things, take care of his family. If you don't take care of your family, the Bible says you're worse than an infidel.
Right.
But his heart's desire, I believe God makes a way for it.
Amen.
He asked for me.
Amen.
I know he'll do it for others.
Amen.
If you'll just yield to that heart's desire, God will work it out just right, and you'll be able to get this off. And it's just a miracle. And I appreciate the Lord for that.
Amen.
But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle and unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose himself. If peradventure that he will give repentance to acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. I'm missing something somewhere. Excuse me. I wrote down the wrong number. That's why I want to go a little bit. Let's go to 15. I'm gonna finish here. But study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings. He's saying the same thing again.
Right.
For they will increase unto more ungodliness.
Right.
I remember I think it's the book of Corinthians, says that there was divisions among you, and he says that means there must be heresies in the church, because that's the only way that's going to happen.
Amen.
So we watch when people are backbiting and hating one another, and people getting sick. There's sin somewhere in the church.
Right.
Yeah. The problem is, it might be behind a pulpit, and there's nothing going to get said about it.
Sure.
I just put myself right up there.
Right.
All right. If it's sin in my heart and I'm trying to hide it and it's affecting church,
yeah.
Chances are it's not going to get exposed unless a miracle of God happens because of me dictating the service.
Right.
Are you hearing me now? And many men have. I'm trying to.
Yeah.
This is the warfare we've been under for so many years.
Right.
And if you'll put your confidence in a man, that will happen and he will fall.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you've got the unction, how many's been there where you were in a congregation that was falling apart, but something in you kept rising up?
Yeah.
That's the predestination of God I'm talking about. And it doesn't matter what
Hallelujah.
That man does. As he said, you know, though, let me actually just finish this. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker. See, it's just cancer. It's just a virus. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus.
Amen.
Are we afraid to call things what they are?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? We've got to find the right balance in the word.
Amen.
If you see something that's of the devil, you call it the devil.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
He called these men out by name, not because, as I've told you before, anytime Jesus got mad, it's because some Pharisee was trying to keep somebody from getting healed.
Amen.
They're trying to deceive them and lead them astray, and the light of God does not let darkness take over.
Right.
It goes in there and cuts it out.
Amen.
And as I've watched ministers take the word and they've turned it and twisted it up, no, sir, you're of those that are vain and babblings.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right.
It's a bunch of head knowledge. It doesn't live.
That's right.
Yeah. It's true.
If the word isn't living, you're not preaching it.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 18. Who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. See why Paul was upset about this. Because those that had, look, and I'm grateful to God for the predestination of God, because some of us would have been in the same situation.
Right.
I put my heart and soul into believing certain things, found out later it wasn't right. I'm glad I had an unction that took it out of me.
Amen.
And even to this day, oh my, how the devil tries to get us to eat his little poison trash down all the time. And he'll take the word, he'll twist it down and try to shove it down your throat the wrong way.
Amen.
He'll take a message quote and do the same thing with it, get you to think something about Brother Branham that ain't true at all.
Yeah, right.
He'll do it. You've got to understand. God, you give me the unction. I don't have to listen to this. I don't have to. It's trying to kill me. But this will raise me up in the new life.
Yeah.
All you have to do is yield to it.
Amen.
Amen. I was thinking as we're closing here. Remember the man that was born blind came to Jesus. Jesus went after him, one or the other, I suppose. Man told him a few things to do and received his sight. And those Pharisees went after him, didn't they? They'll come after you too. Just be ready, they will. And they got their theology points that you probably can't debate them on. This man didn't try. How many knows that? He said, well, what man healed you? Well, I think his name's Jesus or something. He said, well, we know that man's not of God because he doesn't teach according to our doctrine. Man didn't even, he avoided the vain and profane babblings.
Right.
He said, well, I don't know all about that, but I know one thing.
Amen.
I was blind.
Right.
But now I see.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Can you help me?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? I actually had a quote. Let me, Brother Bram just says something in here. I want to read it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to go this long.
No problem.
Thank you, brother. Now, this poor man couldn't argue the point. He wasn't a theologian. He couldn't argue the point. He said, but he had a very convincing argument. He said, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But there's one thing I do know. Wherein I was blind, I see.
That's right.
I've heard people say that this bunch of crazy people. I had people tell me when I received the Holy Ghost that I lost my mind. Well, whether that's right or not, I don't know. But there's one thing I do know. Wherein I was once a sinner, I'm now saved.
Amen.
That's right. Wherein I was once lost, I'm now found.
Amen.
You can call it fanaticism, whatever you want to, but it's a confirmation to me that he's still the Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's right. Yes, he had the evidence. He had a very convincing speech that he was the Son of God because he had made eyeballs in a man that didn't have no eyeballs.
Amen.
We had the same thing happen in our day.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir. In other words, the blind man could say, I've been coming to your church all this time. I don't see nothing like that taking place around here. Call it what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly the way to do it. If God be God, let him answer by fire.
Amen.
Coming to church all this time, I don't see nothing like that take place around here. Then if he created eyeballs, there's no creator but God. Where could it come from? Let's see you do it. Let's see the way you do it.
Right.
What I want to say is, oh, Brother Bram did this wrong, doing this wrong. You go up and discern people's hearts. Show
right.
us how it's done.
Right.
Yep. You see that boy that only has one leg? You show us how to get into it. Please.
Right.
Oh, whoa. Very good. Now just go in your corner and shut up.
Right.
Yep. That's where you belong.
Right.
They had to shut up. Them talking about a supernatural God, the creator of the heavens and earth, couldn't get a good life. See, there you are. Couldn't create nothing. But here comes Jesus and put eyeballs in a man that had no eyeballs, was born blind. I tell you, that's convincing. The proof of the pudding is in the eating thereof. That's right.
Yeah.
So he had the evidence that he was. That's right. And we know that the last thing that this word is looking for is to be made flesh again.
Yeah.
In the last days. That's all that we're waiting on. It's for every person in the bride of Christ to recognize that they are the word made flesh for this day.
Yeah.
And what that'll do is it'll give you that overcoming unction.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to overcome the devil as we stand tonight is to recognize your predestination in God.
Mm-hmm.
And as even we change the order of the service, we're not here to let that just kind of fall on deaf ears and say, well, that was nice. And, you know, I believe that at least in my head. No, we're here to let that live out of our lives.
Amen.
If you're oppressed of the enemy tonight, it's not time to stay oppressed of the enemy. It's time to make a change.
Yeah.
I don't know where that song's at now. I want to sing Float Through Me.
Whoa.
It's 286. I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We changed the order of the service. To feel the Spirit of God here, I want us to really believe. As I said earlier, when I was listening to that, or I was reading the book, and look how the prophet would end a service many times. Even one service I read it, he said he closed on page, I think it was 38. The message wasn't over till 66. Why? Because the unction had taken over. See, I'm not in a hurry. I don't even worry about time so much. It's just, are we getting it done? If we really believe this word, is it living the way it's supposed to? Amen. That's what we're here to do today.
That's right. Yeah.
And as we begin to, as I see y'all, you feel that difference in the atmosphere already take place. I'd like to bow our heads and be sincere to God now. You said, Brother Andrew, I've tried to live an overcoming life. And for some reason, I just keep getting snared up again and again and again. But I'm believing tonight that there's an overcoming unction here.
Amen.
And it's not, I'm not looking for the skies to open up. I'm just going to yield right here in my heart. I believe I've been changed from death unto life. If you need to be saved tonight, that's all it takes, is a sincere heart. You've got to mean business. Be willing to lay it all down. Amen. God bless you, saints. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. God sees your hands. Now take the word that we've preached tonight and you apply it to your heart. Say, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fail you. I'm just leading you the right way. You go ahead and do what's in your heart. You follow the unction of the Holy Ghost that's here now. Hallelujah. And that goes for any believer that's here. If the Holy Spirit moves on you, you listen to what He's got to do, what He tells you to do. Hallelujah. There's a Christian here that would say, God, I just want another fresh pouring of the Spirit. I want to know. I want it quickened in my heart once again. God bless you, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you believe that. Don't just say, don't just sit in your hand. It's surrender, but it's victory. We surrender our will. We take His will, which is the victory of God. Even the faith He's put in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you just ask God what you have need of tonight. If you'd like to come forward for prayer, I'd be happy to pray with you. Believe God with you. Oh, praise God. But there's the Holy Ghost right here. It's right here, brother, sister. Just let go of your doubts. Let go of your doubts right now. You confess the word. You believe the word. You worship God as He's already done it for you. Let that unction overcome all things in you. Hallelujah. Believe it now. Believe it now. Saying we rebuke thee in the name of Jesus Christ. This unbelief that has kept my brother from this victory. You have no power. Leave, we adjure you, devil. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit fill from head to toe. May the love and praise of God be flowing in his life. Thank you for it, Lord. We believe it now. You'll do it. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You worship and praise him. You thank him. And praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for the gift of God. Thank you, Lord Brandon. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Be reverent. Make sure you worship.
Testify of your
grace.
Forgiving
us
of our sins. Thank you, blessed God. We thank Him now. Praise Him for it. He's given it to you. Thank Him for it. Go praise Him. Don't let the devil take it back. You go praise Him with all your heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
just praise you, Lord. Just worship you, Lord, tonight. Let the anointing break the yokes tonight. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, go free, child of God. Praise be to God. Worship in spirit and in truth. Praise your glorious name. Thank you for healing us, Lord. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the word of the hour. Oh, glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Oh my, yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. He just wants you to worship him. That's all he wants right now. The old apostles just met on wood slabs and just praised the Lord. They didn't have instruments or anything. Hallelujah. We're going back to the same
thing.
Worship out of a true heart, a sincere heart. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Worship your holy name. Set every captive free, Lord. Confirm your word tonight in Jesus Christ's name. Each one, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lay hands on one another. Let's pray together. Lay hands on one another. Just somebody around you. Just make it a big change. Pray, pray for one another. Pray out loud right now. Lead in prayer. Heavenly Father, as a church of the living God, Lord, we just bind in faith now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, may every devil come subject to the overcoming power, that overcoming unction that's in this place. May every sickness leave this body of Christ. May every devil, every oppression of the enemy move from every child of God. And may the church of the living God stand to her feet, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, Father. And you would just change every life, Lord. Satan, you're defeated. You have no power. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke you from this place. May the children of God go free. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Heal each one. Save each one, Lord. May they all be ready for that glorious day. Save their loved ones, Father. Oh, grant it, blessed God, each one in the name of Jesus Christ. And we'll praise you and thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your glorious name. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now worship him. Well, thank you. Praise him. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Believe him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit do as he pleases tonight. Praise be to the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Afraid of the Spirit, let him do as he pleases tonight. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Praise God, praise the living God. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
Thank you, blessed Jesus. Oh, praise his name. Thank you for the presence of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise you.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise thy name. Praise thy name.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory to thy name.
The word made flesh today.
Hallelujah.
It's right here now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise his name.
Thank you, Lord.
Just continue to worship and praise him.
Hallelujah.
Just continue to worship and praise him. Worship now, just worship. Nothing else matters right now. Just worship Jesus. So appreciate his presence here with us tonight. I'm glad God has come and confirmed this word. How many feels that overcoming power in you?
Hallelujah.
You keep that victory. You hold on to it. That's this rotten devil trying to get you to doubt. Even right now, that devil's defeated.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You always confess the opposite. Always. Just keep saying the word. Satan, you're defeated. I'm not sick. I'm not lost. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't have this pain no more. Yes. My family's saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Calvary, Savior, dear. touch him, you will never be the same.
Hallelujah. Let's just worship and praise him tonight. Let's worship and praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm always glad you got an overcoming unction tonight. Amen. That's a good shout in the camp. I like that. Say amen on three. One, two, three.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God. My. We years ago might have dreamed of something like that, but I'm glad that Jesus Christ's word never fails.
Amen.
They thought time and time again this message would fall apart, and here we are.
Amen.
Fulfilling exactly what the prophet said would happen.
Yeah.
Yep. Now you go out of here as the church of the living God.
Yeah.
I, as your little officer, sent by the commanding officer, is here to tell you, soldiers, get out there and fight.
Amen.
Start stomping some devil's kingdoms. Yeah. Don't put the sword down yet. We're not done.
That's right.
Some other people might tell you we're in the millennium. We're not in the millennium.
Right. No.
We're going to fight till we get there.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it down.
Amen.
All can you just envision that? Just putting that sword down the last time. Going in that glorious kingdom and hear that voice. That's all I want to hear.
Oh.
It was well done.
Yeah.
My good and faithful
Amen.
Son.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you'll hear that voice. We have an assurance.
Yeah.
You'll just follow his
yeah.
word.
Yeah.
You'll know. You'll be there. Well, God bless you, saints. I just appreciate the Lord coming tonight and blessing us. And I love you. I know he loves you. Time and time again, he comes and just keeps sweeping his love right over you. Even when he comes and speaks, and I don't know what to tell you. I'm glad there's a God that does.
Amen.
Yeah, how many said it was good to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Keep everything in prayer. You know, we got the missions things, the services coming up, one another. Just keep things in prayers. Seek God with all you can.
Yeah.
We don't got much time, church. We need to redeem the time. Be busy while we have a chance. This year.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen.
That's all right, sis. Yes. Yep. Amen. We had prayer Sunday as well. Amen. I understand. Just lift her up in your own little heart, in your own way. Just imagine being there where she is. Most of y'all know, and if you don't, you can relate in the spirit. There it is. That's the Holy Spirit. You yield to that. Watch what God will say about the situation. So just lift her up to you. Lift her up to the name of Jesus Christ. May you turn the ship around, Lord, and bring glory unto your precious name. We believe it.
Get
her
out of
the house.
He's in the Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
He go back to her, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, let her receive.
Oh, Jesus. Have your way, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. See? Can you see 193 if you don't know it, but I believe you do. Well, seeing this, I turn a service over to Dad tonight. Let's keep these things we said in prayer. Believe it now.
I have decided to follow
Jesus.
No turning.
before me and the world behind.
The cross before me, the world.